Welcome to Forward Radio, where we bring you bite-sized insights from some of the best professionals in the industry, delivered daily.
Chingani NFTs, all you'd need to know with Sumeet, product leader.
Sure. So one thing that people think that, you know, Chingani is just riding another wave. Like, I have seen a lot of tweets where people are saying, okay, Web3 is hot, so Chingani is just doing Web3. In fact, that's not true. We have been doing, building Gari in stealth for last 8 months. I mean, a product like Gari, all these smart contracts on Solana, you cannot just write in a month and launch. So we have announced it now in October, November. But this idea came to me back in January. And, you know, I have been figuring it out, recruiting engineers, building the team, you know, getting the smart contracts written. Building the Gari, the structure, you know, setting up the Cayman Foundation, the legal structure, all this took like 6-7 months. So we have been actually hustling under the radar so that no other, you know, competitor can know what Chingani doing, and building this asset just to do like a big bang launch. And one thing that has worked for us forever is that we always get our timing right. So even in the, the TikTok ban scenario, like Chingani was at the top of the Play Store at that time. We just happened to get lucky and got our timing right there. And now also when we are launching our Web3 version or Web3, I would not see a pivot. I think this Web3 is the future of the web. I mean, you as a technology entrepreneur, I think you would concur and agree to me that eventually everything on the web, you know, will be, especially on the, you know, creator economy model, everything will be decentralized, run by a DAO, and the fundamental business model will shift. So if you look at Web2, the business model is where you as a creator create content which is owned by these large Web2 companies. They monetize it through ads or whatever business model they have, and the content creators get nothing. But when I read about Web3, and this was back in Jan, and I saw that, okay, in Web3, you have DAOs where, you know, the creators get governance rights, ownership rights, your creation can become NFT. I was like, this is it. This is the future. You know, this is the future of how web should be built. And that's when we started. So it's not like today we saw that, okay, Web3 boom is there. You know, let's pivot to Web3. Right. We have been building this under the hood for last couple of months. It's just that we got the timing right that, okay, when we announced and suddenly, you know, there was this Solana and then Web3 ecosystem just became so vibrant. We actually, if you look at India, in the India Web3 is still in infancy. There are like hardly, you know, you can count them in fingers, like 5-6 projects which have some decent scale. And Chingani is the largest in terms of scale, in terms of user base. Although we have not launched it yet, but if you look at the number of users who will get into Solana or Gari, the day we integrate and launch, that we will be the biggest in terms of numbers, like the largest Web3 project from India, even social, like we are bigger than Audius in terms of users. Audius has some 5-6 million monthly active users, whereas Chingani has 30 million monthly active users. We are bigger than Twitter in India. Twitter has less than monthly active users in India than Chingani today. So I think and I have like bet my company on Web3 now. It's like a fundamental belief that, you know, the creator economy, DAOs, this is the future of the next wave of internet. It's not just that, okay, naya technology hai, toh chalo, let's try it out. I mean, I firmly believe this is how the internet will move towards. So we will have social commerce for sure. In fact, that product is also moving along nicely. We are seeing transactions. The only change in business model is that we will not run ads. In Web3 world, ads don't make sense because users own their content. So every video on Chingani will become an NFT on Solana, and these NFTs will be then bought, sold and traded on a marketplace that we are building on top of Metaplex. So it will be called the Gari NFT marketplace, and creators will be able to push or mint their videos as NFTs on this marketplace, and then the Chingani community, the Gari community, will be able to collect these NFTs and buy, sell and trade them. So NFT, if you look at the NFT space today also, it is like very, I think it's very frothy, and people are just there to, like it's the next big wave, so people are trying to ride it. So my fundamental belief is less than 5% of these NFTs will be actually valuable in the long run. The remaining 95% will maybe go down to zero or diminish in value, because NFT is also a hype engine. You know, it depends on how much hype a project has. based on that, you know, users come in, they buy and they collect. So the real usage of NFTs is still something that the Web3 world is figuring out. And I think Chingari can be a pioneer there as well. So one of the use cases that we are thinking for NFTs is, let's say you collect an NFT of a creator, and if the creator becomes really, really, you know, popular and starts earning, you get a portion of their earning. You have to stake your tokens to the creator for that. One use case would be if the creator becomes like really big and is doing concerts, live concerts, you get access to those concerts. So there are some real real world use cases of NFTs which Chingari can actually develop and build and deploy in the real world. So our business model will be around Web3, core Web3 products and features, not on ads.
Will you get some royalty? I mean, I'm just trying to understand.
Yes, we will collect 3% of all the trades. So let's say there is a total NFT volume, trade volume of $100 million in the Gari marketplace. Chingari will collect, or the DAO treasury will collect 3% of that. The business model is very similar to what Axie Infinity has in the gaming space. If you have studied their business model. So I will just spend 2 minutes on that. So Axie is basically a play to earn game where millions of Southeast Asians, Filipinos, Indonesians are playing it every day. If you play the game, you will be like, man, this is like one of the worst games to play. But it has 1 million, I think 2 million daily active users now playing that game to earn these AXS tokens and SLP tokens. And then the business model of the game is very simple. You get to breed Axies, which become NFT on the Axie marketplace. Then they get to be sold on OpenSea because, not OpenSea, I think they are on Ronin chain. So they have their own marketplace. But that's their only business model. They make, I think, $30 million a month just by these trades. And their overall trade volume is in billions. So people are just trading Axies, all the time. I feel that Chingari has a very similar potential where let's say a video becomes really, really popular, gets to 100 million views on the platform. That video for some fan of a creator could be like really valuable. So let's say Salman comes and posts a video and some Salman fan, he will want to collect that video for $1 million and then try to make money by reselling it or trading it. So I mean, that's how this should evolve.
Like the episode? Do share it with your friends and colleagues and subscribe to us if you enjoyed it. To continue learning, download the Forward app from getforward.app and learn from industry pros without burning a hole in your pocket. Keep learning and keep moving forward.